All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1, we will get to the people momentarily. He wrote what I thought was a really nice piece the other day. We used it on yesterday's show about the conversation, the kisses on the cheek, and that Quinn and Patricia were probably coming back. I shared the sentiment. Well, hypotheticals become reality, and Kyle Meinke of M Live joins us next. Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Oh, super. I mean, just couldn't be better. Take us through it. You were one of the anointed to be at the secret meeting here. Set the scene for everybody. How was it?
Yeah, we had like 2 hours notice. Maybe this thing came together.
Classy.
Yeah. And we had it in Rod Wood's office. Very nice, by the way.
I'm sure.
And they liked the foundation that's been put into place. They saw progress before the injuries hit. Again, this is what they're telling me, you know, and they think staying the course is the best path forward for this team. And, you know, I think we can debate whether that's the right choice or not. But I think it was the ultimate decision that we saw coming, given the way, you know, the ownership had you know, the things that they had said, the things I was hearing on background, and of course, the 20-minute sideline chat. We saw the other day.
What do you make of the statement, the expectation will be playoff contention? You do realize how wide an interpretation that can be, an ice-cold start, but they rally, a hot start, they fade, they just fall short, they just creep in. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and they said as much, too, in the chat. The thing was on background, which means we can use all of it, but they wanted to be quoted selectively. So much, I mean, it was about a 35-minute chat, so you're seeing a very small portion of what they had said. Yeah. About their decision making, but they did say that's why they left it as open ended as they could. But the bar is they want to make the playoffs. Having said that, they know that, you know, you can be the Dallas Cowboys and be 7-9 and make the playoffs or whatever, or you can be 10-6 like the you know, I mean, like the Rams could win 10 games and not make the playoffs this year. So they know that you know there's a lot of variance in what playoffs could mean, but they're expecting obviously a more competent and consistent product in year three, and they think this is the way to do it.
Was anything asked about Bob Quinn's now infamous 9-7 isn't good enough?
Not specifically, but they did talk about, we talked very specifically about the process. You know, we've been hearing a lot, Mike, about the process.
Oh, I know.
A couple of weeks, you know, and they said when they hired Patricia from New England, they did not expect this kind of process. When he did arrive after going to the Super Bowl, interacted with players, saw where the franchise was, what he was inheriting, the Ford said that they understood at that point that there was more of a process that would be involved. Obviously, I think things have gone even worse than what they were expecting. But I think going into last season, they understood that that was probably not going to be a playoff team, that there were going to be some problems and some issues they had to work through. I think the locker room, you know, the clashing of the cultures, if you will, through Caldwell holdovers and guys who were upset with Patricia and all that stuff was going on. I think they knew they had some problems on their hands, but things have gone a lot worse than expected. And, of course, injuries have played a role in it this year, and it can be debated whether that was ultimately the reason they were so bad this year in the first place. Obviously, they weren't, you know, they're like a 500 team with Stafford playing at an unbelievable level.
Well, so, there it is. See, there's the issue. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're the healthiest team in the league. That's factually incorrect. But, like, Kyle, we could sit down over a beer and you could highlight half a dozen teams who have had a ton of injuries, critical injuries, and they're flirting with or they're in the playoffs. They were 3-4-1 with Stafford playing at an MVP caliber level. How can they come out? I mean, they can do whatever they want. It's a free country. But how can they come out and play the victim injury card and go, well, we like the progress? Of what? 3-4-1?
I think what they would tell you is that they like the progress of the culture of the team. There was a problem last year with guys like Glover Quinn, Quandre Diggs, and so forth, guys that we've now seen depart. You know, with those guys buying into what he was trying to do, I think they see more of that buy-in this year. I think they see some cornerstone players in place. They specifically mentioned Trey Flowers and TJ Hockenson, who they think with a second year can be an elite player. Those are their words. I think that's what they see. Once they get a full complement of players out there, one more year of roster building, I think they think that's enough with Patricia to make the playoffs.
You know, you mentioned Quandre Diggs, and I don't know if occasionally you listen to the show driving to Rotunda Drive or not. I mean, Kyle, I just think the Quandre Diggs thing is going to go down as one of the biggest mistakes that Quinn made. Do you believe what we believe? I mean, it's just clear. There's a story that's going to come out that this was just holy. He's an opinionated guy, and they want company men. And it's probably what's going to lead to Darius Slay being gone this offseason, no?
I think they've said as much. I don't think that's a secret. And, I was talking to, people who were involved in that decision-making when it came down, and they were saying as much. They were saying that, Diggs was a great player at one point. That's why they gave him the contract. He wasn't producing at the same kind of level this year. That wasn't a surprise to them, given the way he was practicing and so forth throughout the offseason. And then on top of that, they were concerned about his, conduct or whatever in the locker room. They were concerned that he would that his resistance to the culture and to Matt Patricia's way of doing things was going to influence other young players such as Tracy Walker. And Tracy Walker plays in a secondary with Darius Slay, who's shown similar resistance. So to your point, I really do think, Slay's a good player. You don't get better by getting rid of good players, but it would not surprise me at all to see Darius Slay somewhere else in 2020.
I mean, Kyle, you dedicate a lot of your life to covering this team. It has a big tax.
Thanks for reminding me.
It has a big tax to it. I want your take on it. I mean, okay, the decision's here. You spend as much time as anybody around this team. Kyle, do you view it? I don't even want to frame it. How do you view it? Is this going to work or not?
I mean, it can work. Sheila said there's risk in both decisions, right? You bring them back. I mean, this is your third year. You do sometimes see coaches make that jump in year three. You do see more of the buy-in. You see guys understanding his program better. I think there are reasons to believe, there are reasons for optimism in bringing him back. I really do. I think there's a lot of reasons to be concerned as well. I asked Martha and Sheila point blank, about how they've seen Patricia evolve as a coach, because he made a million mistakes last year, and you should have seen their heads nodding before I even got the question out of my mouth. I think there was some dissatisfaction in what he did last year, and I think they're very pleased with what they've seen in him in terms of growth as a head coach, a first-year, first-time head coach this year. And whether he can continue to do that, Mike, I think, ultimately we'll say whether this move works or not.
I think pretty clear Paul Pasqualoni will be the fall guy here. That'll be the change. This is going to be Patricia's defense. They're going to make him clean this mess up. I mean, is there, Kyle, in your viewpoint, I've never seen a defense like this ever here in Detroit, not this bad. I mean, in your mind, what do you believe this guy, if he hasn't fixed it after 2 years, is going to fix it in year three?
I think that he can. I don't know if he will. I mean, that's their call, and that's why they get paid. I don't know what's the franchise worth these days, $1 billion or so.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, but as I wrote the other day, and your boy Mike Sully tweeted it out for me, but they're like,
oh, that's right.
They're like 844 yards from setting the franchise record for yards allowed in a season.
Yeah.
A record from 2008, by the way. So yeah, we're dealing with some pretty historic levels of.
And no matter the injuries, Kyle, they have too many good players for a defense to look this bad. I mean, I've never seen a secondary where guys, even when they're dropping eight, guys are running wide open.
Yeah. You're talking about bringing Patricia back. I think this is the biggest concern, is that the defense was supposed to be his baby. And even at full strength or something close to it, those guys suck this year. And I think there's going to be some changes to it this year. I think there were no names, just to be clear. There were no names in terms of the assistants that were specifically dropped in this meeting.
No, that was me. That was me. Yeah, that's my fault.
No, and I wrote it too. I think Pasqualoni is obviously,
he's dead.
The number one man on that list.
Yeah.
And I think in the hire they bring in, I think they're going to look for someone who brings his own ideas to the table, as opposed to someone who's just going to parrot Patricia's scheme. I think they realize there might be something schematic there, and that on top of the personnel changes to come, they'll have to do something with the defense itself, and bringing in some fresh blood and some new ideas is the way to go.
Yeah, and for anyone who was doubting it, and I mean, Kyle, obviously you were there in the fireside chat, there is just no doubt Sheila Ford Hamp is your next owner when Martha is no longer with us. That's just become crystal clear.
Yeah, we asked about it, and they declined all comments.
Yeah, I bet they did.
You know, yeah, but that's the expectation.
No doubt. Kyle, appreciate it. You can get all Kyle's coverage at MLive.com. Kyle, take care of yourself, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.